Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, Kevin and Andrew and I went on a field trip today.
Yeah.
And we went to St. Charles Community College to their Immersive Learning Center. And I was expecting a lot, but it was even cooler than I thought it would be. And it's this, like, it's basically a whole wing of a building.
Yeah.
And it's really cool, and it's very state-of-the-art. And there are classrooms, and then there's an immersive room. And we started in the classrooms, and we basically we have this big, you know, headset on and stuff, and your cell biology, and you're going through a human body, and you're finding the cancer, and you're killing it, and all this. And that was super cool. And then we went into this room, probably a little bit bigger than this studio, and it's just a room. With railings on the outside, and you hook up stuff to your hands and your feet, and you wear the headset, and you are in a completely different world. And I could see the other guys, and they looked like characters, like avatars.
Cool.
Yep. And we did like this Indiana Jones adventure. And I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. I mean, like at some point, the floor falls out from under you.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like the floor is falling out from under you, and it's rumbly and it's tumbly.
It's got some vibrations.
They have
fans blowing on you.
Wind, have like moisture blowing on you when it's that. And what really got me is, I think it's the closest to being in a dream I've ever been.
All right,
because clearly it's not reality. You can tell that, but it's so close, like a dream, that it's just kind of like fuzzy reality. And then there's this section where we're on this runaway mine train, like a roller coaster. And I told the guys afterwards, I literally closed my eyes. Like, it was weird. Like, it was, like, a little scary. So,
yeah, it was a bit uncanny at times. I almost, like, fell a couple times. I just, like, lost my balance.
Yeah.
While trying to hop over gaps in the floor or whatever.
Then there's a part where you reach out and grab a torch. And you literally grab.
Yeah, there was a
big plastic.
Yeah, there
torch.
Are physical objects in
there. Physical objects, which threw me off for sure because I did not expect that.
No,
I was
either.
Like, oh,
including the magic pearl.
Yes.
Yeah, Kevin grabbed the magic pearl because he was the most pure of heart.
Yeah.
As voted
Kevin
by,
was also
as voted
a
by the
very
group.
Petite, very beautiful woman.
Yeah, I was cute.
Oh, interesting. Did you guys get to pick your avatars?
Yes.
Well, you got to choose a list, and I'm like, well, that one's pale like me, and I picked it.
Yeah, it wasn't super clear because they put it in front of you on like a small screen. We're trying to go fast so that we can get back and get ready for the show. So they were like, pick your character that you want to be. And so we all go like, okay, this one, this one, this one. And pure luck of the draw that Dave and I didn't also accidentally pick a very, again, very petite, very short-haired woman. He looked good.
Yeah, that was pretty cute.
He looked real good.
A little Tomb Raider vibe.
The way yeah. Andrew's saying that.
Real, real good.
Yeah, I didn't realize how realistic this was.
Got like real, a real, Black real Mirror good. Episode situation.
I get sense that, which is why when we went off, I sent Andrew with you, and I went with that other guy.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was like, he was getting a little froggy.
Well, it was weird because when we were first in there and first put the visors on and stuff, but it was still dark.
Yeah.
And Kevin was next to me, and he sort of tapped me, like reached out and tapped me, and I turned to look at him, and it was his avatar.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was weird.
Yeah, that's fun.
Just
wasn't
like,
it?
Oh, damn. That's
like, hey, buddy.
Okay,
crazy.
I know in the past with VR, Andrew, you've said you've experienced motion sickness. Was
yeah.
that an issue at all today?
There were a couple of times during the school one when we were like flying the thing and yeah. the thing was moving that I had to like close my eyes for a couple of seconds to kind of reorient myself.
Yeah.
So the thing that really helped me is that when I have put on, like, I bought a VR headset for myself for video games and I can't use it because I get sick. But the thing that made the difference here that helped me was that we were actually like walking around.
Okay.
The thing that I have looked this up. The thing that makes me sick is that something in my brain,
the disconnect.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Oh, when you're
this
sitting
way.
In a chair trying to move,
right? Yeah, when I'm sitting in a chair and I'm running around in a VR world, my brain can't reconcile that I'm not actually moving.
Yeah,
and that's what makes me extremely dizzy and nauseous. But the actual in that room, you're moving, you're walking around, and that made a big difference. And then the thing that I think made the big difference of not getting super sick on the educational side of it was that it was all very slow moving and very like gentle.
Yeah.
Like you were not.
Yeah.
Being,
the other
like,
one wasn't gentle.
No, the other one was not gentle at all, but being able to actually move within a space is what made me, I think, not get sick is that I was actually moving around.
We must have looked insane.
Well, I bet if you videoed it, it's funny because you're just like walking around. You're taking three steps, but you think you've come into another room.
Yeah.
And the way that they orient you is really fascinating in this room because it's not a very big room, but it gives the impression that you're in this big giant space. So did you, Dave, catch them say that when we were like looking at Kevin and the other gentleman on the other side of the great big chasm,
they were
actually standing back to back with us.
Yeah,
like if we had stepped backwards, we would have bumped into them, even though to our eyes, they appeared to be right in front of us.
It was so realistic that there were parts of it where the floor had big holes in it and I knew there weren't holes in the floor.
Right, right.
Just as a lawyer, I know you can't put holes in the floor. But I still stepped over them. Like, I couldn't not step over it. So
no, I did all those things, too. But I told Andrew, like, the whole time I was in video game mode. Because I'm thinking, don't screw up the game. Right? Don't mess up this level. Because I don't want to start the level over. But as we're going through, every little nook and cranny, every little side thing, I'm like, can I take that? Can I take, like, in video game mind, you're like, I got to gather things. I got to grab, you know, see if anything matters. Yeah. And I tried to take jewels out of the wall. Didn't let me.
Yeah.
Kevin, did you guys also have the, like, sliding spike thing?
Yeah.
That Dave and I were very careful to avoid?
Yeah. I just walked through it.
Oh, did you?
I knew it was going to hit me.
Well, true.
I didn't. I was like, I don't know. Maybe there's a guy with a stick. Everything else is real.
I did. I got to tell you, like, I snapped into video game mode immediately, though, because you're doing those things again. Not thinking you're actually going to get spiked, but like, can I ruin the game? Do we lose if we do this wrong?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to start a level over.
Thankfully, Kevin is pure of heart and we lived.
Yeah.
So thanks to our buddy Katie Jambrats who set that up for us.
Man, that was great.
We will have them in on the show the next couple weeks.
So just to be clear too, like they're going to be like the students are using those for like actual learning.
Yes.
Like
yes.
The VR stuff they're going to be going through, like the part we were treating cancer cells.
Yeah.
In an alien species from another planet, but just like to visualize all of that.
Yeah, for example, you can tour King Tutankhamun's tomb. Can you imagine how much better that is than being in a dry history class and someone's droning on and on?
Oh my God! Yeah, yeah.
It's like, and you're in there, and it's just
when you think about the sense that this makes, especially now, where millennials, Gen Z, Gen Alpha, they've all come up in a visual world.
Yeah.
Right. I was half and half. right? For part of my life, it was not that. But then for another part of it, I've been exposed to all those things.
Yeah.
So as we go forward, that's going to be a much more effective way of teaching things and getting memory because the newer generations are just generally more visual.
I asked the experts how long until this is the norm in classrooms, and he said as early as 10 years.
Yeah.
That's how people will be learning.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Totally makes sense. And when you think about just, again, the common sense of it all, how do pilots train?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They train on simulators, which is what VR is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, in fact, it's maybe the first VR, right? Because they built out full cockpits that are mechanically run that run off the controls so you can emulate the movements and the feel of it.
Yeah.
I mean, makes total sense.
Rach, the main thing you missed was Kevin being a pretty little girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I wish I could have seen that.
Yeah, it was great. Just picture Tomb Raider.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was Tomb Raider.
Okay.
With a hat.
I wouldn't say Tomb Raider.
It was ish. Tomb Raider-ish. With a hat.
No.
Yeah.
He's got a kind of hat? Like a baseball
hat? High opinion.
No, they were like old-timey hats. Like,
yeah, we looked like
old newsboy hats.
Old-time train conductors or something.
Interesting. Weird.
Well, we were going into, initially, right, we were in a classroom in like the 1930s when that all launched because it was this lady that apparently made the tool that we ended up using to go into the movie as opposed to watching the movie.
Yes.
Yeah, we didn't realize there was a thing we had to do, so he's like, and all you have to do is flip the lever. And then we're just standing there staring.
And I'm like, oh, there it is.
And then after a while, I was like, oh, Dave, there's a lever in front of you. You gotta pull it.
Yeah.
I couldn't have been more clueless.
I just walked right in front of Dave and did it.
I was standing in one place and trying not to fall down.
Were you looking around at all? Because when you look around, it's really cool. There's like in the classroom setting when you're piloting the nanobot.
Yeah.
You look to your left and your right. Well, not in that setting, but when you're in the classroom, there's a person in a pod next to you and to your left and right.
Yeah.
I thought you did extremely well for having never done any like VR type stuff or even like put on a headset like that before. I thought you did super, super well.
It was really cool.
It's great.
So clock update. There's another clock that's broken in here now.
Okay.
And it's on the board.
Okay.
And unfortunately, it's the clock I look at all the time.
Oh.
And I glanced down, and it said we were at 43 past the hour.
And
to be fair, Matt Pajeski warned me of this as we were switching the studio over, but I forgot for a second, and I looked down, I saw that, and I'm like, we're on the first segment, and we've talked till 43. Like, that felt like a bad dream, a nightmare I would have.
Well, you don't need clocks in the studio.
Do I need to communicate to you guys what time it is? Like, do you have any way to see the time in
here? I have the wide orbit clock.
Yeah, okay. And you can use a time.gov thing if you want.
Okay.
Like throw that up on a web browser.
Anyway,
we're just trying to work around the fact that our digital clocks have been broken for a month and a half, 2 months.
So, busy show today. Coming up at 1:30, Jennifer Bardot, who is on about 2 months ago, is going to be back with us. She's an author and an entrepreneur. Alexa Datt, who does pre- and post-game for the Cardinals on FanDuel, who we met. Kev, you probably have known her for a while, but I just met her about 2 weeks ago. I think she's great. And she'll be here live in studio. We have our friends from Grunt Style who have an event coming up the weekend of September 13th. The Liston Brothers are going to be here to play. This is quite a show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who put this one together? Is that you?
It had something to do with it.
Nicely done. Like it. Coming in a hurry with the fury screaming. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. I cannot tell you how excited I am that it's almost fall. And I know I talked about this yesterday, but like it everything changes. Everything changes for me. The same way there are people who are just summer people. They just can't wait and they love it. They love the heat and going to the lake and all this stuff. I'm the opposite. And like on my TikTok now, I'm getting a whole bunch of it's almost Halloween, you know, that kind of stuff. And I watch it. Like I will watch a 10-minute thing of just AI pumpkins and be like, pumpkin spice.
Yeah. Same. Exactly the same.
Do you do it too?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Makes me so happy. I love fall. Fall's the best. Get to go to a fun farm. Come on now.
Playoff baseball. Guys in turtlenecks playing in October. You just got to love it.
I mean, it's a pretty good time of year.
Yeah.
I don't really, it's weird. I've never really been, like baseball season's my favorite season because it's baseball. Not so much the weather, although the weather is, you got to play baseball in nice weather, generally speaking. But yeah, the fall's pretty great when you got the beginning of football pretty soon. You know, Blues training camp kicks in and, you know, NBA follows that. So it's a cool time. I mean, my whole view of the calendar is not the weather. It's not the seasons. It's just the sports.
It's weird. It's weird how like baseball gets the summer pretty much all to itself, and then all the other sports rush in, like, you know, in the fall as baseball is winding down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there was a reason for it back in the day. And having them opposites makes sense because when you're all young, you play every sport, right? You know, so it makes sense to do that and not constantly cannibalize all the sports fan viewership. But back when it was done, it was probably football trying to avoid baseball. Like back when it started.
Yeah.
Because baseball at the time was the bigger of the two.
Gorilla.
Yeah.
I want to talk about this with Bernie Miklas at 4 p.m. A bit weird, a long way from that. But I feel like, and there's no way to measure this, I just think anecdotally and just my gut is we're in this weird time with St. Louis baseball where it's become cool to be anti-Cardinals. Now, I differentiate this, pardon me, from people who are disappointed that the Cardinals are having this season and the last couple of seasons. I get it. And I empathized with people who think it's too expensive to go to a game. I got it. But for the people who are staying away because they think it's cool in some way, do you feel that at all? Like, you see way more social media than I
do. It's a mix. If I had to weigh it, that's the group you're talking about, Dave, is the loudest group. I don't think it's proportionately that big. Like, I don't think it's half of Cardinals fans. I don't even know if I would say it's a quarter. But it's super loud, and it's nonstop. But there's definitely, I want to say this the right way. There's almost a sense of entitlement. Like, this can't happen to Cardinals baseball. Like, yeah, it can. It always happens to every team. Every team goes through down periods. You're just fortunate that you witnessed a 25-year up period. Like, that's what it is. And that doesn't mean you should be happy, because where they are is their own fault, and it could have been avoided with a little bit of forward view as opposed to, like, being comfortable with doing things the way you'd always done them. Because there are a lot of us who cover the team that were asking all these questions, and we were asking them years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not that we were right. Like, it's not like we're geniuses. We were just seeing what everybody else was doing and going, you guys want to jump on board with all that?
How much of that do you think just ties into the general attitude that's out there of just like, it's cool to hate on St. Louis, particularly downtown St. Louis, and then the Cardinals not having the greatest couple of seasons are now getting wrapped up in that?
I think it's related.
It may be. It probably isn't with the group of people that we're talking about, but I think there's definitely a connection between those two things. Because, you know, look, how much worse is the city now than it was 6 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it is, but it's not that much. I mean, you've been working down here forever. I've been working downtown for parts of the last 19 years, but I'd say like 13 of the last 19 years. And it doesn't strike me as that much worse than it used to be, except in a couple ways. Like, the driving is worse. People just blowing lights and all that, that's definitely worse. But, like, just the general feel of it, vibe of it, it's not that much different. What's different is the quality of the team. Nobody minded coming down when the team was winning divisions and making playoff runs.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I would say St. Louis downtown is considerably different than it was 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly the number of people down here and, just human beings. But I would say that the ballpark experience is no different.
Not like, really, not.
Once you get to where you're going to park by the ballpark, it's...
Now, in fact, the only thing that's different is that it's bigger and better with more stuff. I mean, Ballpark Village has blown up and grown into something.
And
where
for people like around where our office is, there are a lot of homeless people, which can freak people out, I get. But downtown, like at most, you'll see one or two people across from the ballpark with a little sign.
It's not that
no
common
one approaches
over there.
You, so no. Yeah. To start my day, lost
myself. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. If you are watching us on the stream, the beautiful woman you see in the lower right is Jennifer Bardot. She was with us a few weeks ago. We have a mutual friend, Jeff Fitter, from Super Smokers fame, my former barbecue partner. And so we've become friends. I invite her to be back on the show. Author, entrepreneur, you can Google her. Check out grit, growth, intention, resilience, tenacity. I think I got those mixed up.
You did.
I think
you
I spelled it. Something else. I think I spelled a dirty word.
Okay. Uh-oh.
So good to see you again.
It's gritty.
Welcome back.
Good. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I was telling the guys, you were no help at all when I asked what you want to talk about. And you're like, I don't know.
I'm an open book. Just ask.
It's fine.
So
let's start out with a proper introduction by yourself to the audience in case people didn't hear you a month ago.
Okay, cool. So I am a serial entrepreneur. I've published 7 international best-selling anthologies, and I have a women's group that I lead here in St. Louis to just really help and empower women with amplifying their voices and, you know, pushing through the suck, sharing hard stories so those can always find a way out, that there's always options. So
yeah.
I do that. I have a jewelry line. I'm actually on Blue Info, too. I have Elevate and Lead Show, and then I just took over as publisher for Webster Groves magazine. So
kind of a slacker.
Yeah, and I got 3 boys.
Yeah.
It's called ADHD.
You're making me feel really, really bad about myself.
I do
this and I lay on the couch.
There you go.
So,
hey, whatever works.
Yeah, that's my side hustle.
Yeah.
So I know a little bit about you from just knowing you and researching you, and I know that you have dyslexia.
I do, yeah.
And when we talked before, like, I was asking you, because I don't, it's one of the things I don't have, but I was asking, like, what does that feel like inside
you? It sucks. It's a challenge every day. Like, I think that's why I constantly push myself to do the things that I hate doing, which is reading and writing and publishing books. So it's like you think of a word and you can't figure out what that word is. So you have to think of like 12 other words with the same meaning. And yeah, it's just a challenge every day. So if you've seen my post on LinkedIn, thankfully AI cleans it up, but a lot of time it's just like not grammatically correct, or it's the wrong word with the wrong meaning. What I'm actually seeing or saying.
Is it Alzheimer-ish? You're trying to think of a word, you just can't get it?
No, like, it's right there, and it's not like the same word that I'm always missing. It's always a different word all the time.
Yeah.
And generally, it's with the same first letter. So that's where I really get hung up. Like, if I'm texting, it'll be like, I'm thinking of fish, but I type face, you know, because of the F. And then after I review it, I'm like, oh, it's the wrong word.
Yeah.
So it's kind of trippy.
Did you have good educational support when you were little, or did people just think you were dumb?
Well, my mom was always my backbone, but I do think they thought I was dumb. And I was always, you know, in the resource room. So I looked like I was dumb,
the
too.
Resource room.
So, yeah, but I constantly didn't want to tell anybody that I had a disability. I didn't want any extra help. I didn't want any extra support. So, yeah.
So would that version of you be surprised at what you're doing today?
Absolutely. I didn't even think I was going to graduate from high school. So I didn't have any really belief in myself that I was intelligent, but my mom kept having my IQ tested to really show that there is a deficit and it's just something we have to figure out. So no, I would have never thought this would be my life. So
what did you plan in college? What was your...
Well, as a first generation college student, I was kind of just thinking I'd go into business because all my family owns businesses. So I thought, hey, I can do that. So that's essentially what I thought. But then I realized I like people and I like helping. So then that's where the psychology came from and just, you know, the master's in counseling and all that kind of stuff. So...
Rachel, you feeling the same thing I'm feeling? Like, I feel so different from Jennifer. Like, we know each other well enough that we have lots in common. But her whole, like, well... I knew I could go into business. I've never known I could do anything. Like, I promise you, I've never had the thought like, well, clearly I can do this. It's always been like, well, you don't have a chance in hell at that.
Well, that's like the only option, right? It was like, hey, I can sell Girl Scout cookies. I can start selling anything. So
it's cool, though, because you do feel empowered to take these things on. And then you've kind of taken that and turned it around. And now you're helping to empower other people with what you do.
I think it's fallen on your face so many times where it's just like, I have resiliency and I can handle rejection and defeat. So it's like, why not just try it and see if it works or it doesn't, you know? So, and then you learn more about yourself on that way.
Yeah.
So,
were you ever afraid of rejection? Was that something you had to overcome or has it always been easier for you?
I was raised in a family where you had to have thick skin. So I think it's kind of been ingrained in who I am. I mean, I'm never going to say that I'm not fearful of anything. Like even this weekend I was driving the four wheelers and it just rained and I'm trying to drive it up this hill. And I'm like, are we going to make it? And I'm like, we're going to make it. So I don't know. It's just kind of that mindset of making sure that there's a little bit of fear. And that's the exciting part. But just believing in yourself and then just pushing your limits. So
yeah. I just saw something because a lot of the work that Jennifer does is with women. And I knew this and we've talked about it on the show before. But I saw the factoid again and it just blows me away that 1974 was the first year that women were allowed to get a credit card in their own name. Before that, it had to be in their husband's name.
Yeah.
I was 10. Like, this is not ancient history. In my lifetime, women couldn't get a credit card. What does that do to you as someone who makes their living empowering women? It has to just...
Well, you know, I saw both dynamics. I saw my grandma who didn't even graduate from high school. She got married when she was 16, had babies at 18, and she was a stay-at-home wife, which all kudos. That takes a lot of courage, but she didn't have any desire to have a life outside of that. And then I saw my mom who stepped in and like put herself through night class and was a top F&I producer in the car industry. She was just hard, right? So as I saw both of those dynamics, I knew I wanted both. Like I wanted the family. I also wanted to have the career and the success. But it's like in order to level up, we have to look at those that have paved the path before us. And I'm grateful because it gave me perspective and it helped me shape like what I wanted. And I want to empower our youth. And that's like actually my next mission. So
yeah, tell me about that. What are you concerned about with young girls?
Well, I just, you know, there's so many people that are out on social media feeding girls with bad, you know, I don't know, representation about what is okay for women and what is not okay. And generally, it's all about body image and they don't see their worth beyond their beauty. And it's like, why can't you have it all? Why can't you have brains and beauty? You know, you can have a career and still have a family and it's just about balance. So really teaching our girls that, you know, respect yourself and see what you're capable of doing and just do those hard things.
Yeah. Let's have that. We've had this discussion, Rach, with you and let's have it with all of this. As a middle-aged dude, I only understand it from my side of the fence. But it seems to me that I've never been bombarded with more images of women, like TikTok and just everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's a sentiment out there that like, yeah, women are taking back our bodies and we're going to show them when we want to show them and it's empowering and so forth. But you're still showing your body to a whole bunch of guys that are, you know, like no guys thinking like, good for you. You're
right.
Empowering.
You're so smart.
Like, look at those boobs. I mean, it just seems like a conundrum to me.
Yeah, I don't know about that balance. I don't know. I guess I have a more conservative views with that. I really think that you should put yourself like first in regards to like your brain, you know? So I don't know. I have a different stance.
I mean, what about for young women? Like, what does that say? Phoebe's 20.
Yeah.
She's right in the wheelhouse of that,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I just think it shows you have more worth, you know? You shouldn't have to put your body on display to have someone take interest in you. You know, you should really figure out, hey, I'm interested in this and you're interested in that, and like have those conversations, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just interesting. And like my whole passion with Owning Your Grit for our youth is really helping them identify the times that they've had to be resilient. So then they can say, hey, the next level is going to be that much more easier because I've built that much thicker skin.
Yeah.
So, cause in this world of technology, it seems as though everything's so instantaneous. So there hasn't been a lot of like resilience that's been built up with these kids. They just get what they want when they want it.
Yeah. That's a good point. We're talking to Jennifer Bardot. She's the author of Grit, Growth, Resilience, Intention, and Tenacity. And I was reading through some of your stuff, and I thought it was an interesting point that you're making, that it's one thing to empower people and to motivate them, but it's another that you were talking about, that a lot of women have trouble identifying their strengths. Like, okay, I'm ready. Jennifer, let's go. Let's go get them. But I don't know what I'm good at.
Well, it's interesting. Like, here's these incredible leaders that I've featured in these books. There's like 275 of them. And every time I reach out to them, I'm like, hey, you want to share your story? They're like, I don't have a story. And I'm like, yeah, you do. Like, take the time to reflect and like see your journey. And like everything that you've gone through has shaped you into who you are. And that is a powerful story. And that's the whole purpose of Grit, is to really create this blueprint of other options when people are feeling stuck and they have no other options. So I think it is really powerful when women actually take the time to reflect, to see all that they've gone through, to push themselves to that next level. And what you see happen is they do that self-reflection, and all of a sudden they're like re-sparked and re-energized, and then they level up with whatever it is meaningful for them.
Yeah.
So.
And you have boys.
I do.
Young boys.
Yeah, I'm not a feminist. I love my boys.
What do you, if it is intentional, which is a part of your title, why do you want to teach them about women, about girls?
Well, I really think it's important to show that, one, women need to be respected, right? We're equals, and we have a place in this world outside of the home, you know? So really, I teach my boys that I'm capable of doing anything that they're capable of doing, and just really setting those dynamics. But, you know, sometimes those old school principles seep in, and my boys are like, well, Mom. And then sometimes they forget that I am a woman. I'm like, dude, I don't want to do that. So go hang with grandpa, you know? So I don't know. I just think it's good that you teach our youth that we're both capable of all things. Gender doesn't really matter, you know? Just do what you desire and like find your interests and your value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that. I remember being in like first or second grade, which would have been in the early 70s, and the big push for feminism and equal rights. And I remember the teacher making the point to all of this, like, now girls are just as good as you. And I was flabbergasted because Wendy Dresch was so much smarter than me. And I was like, why are you telling us this? Like,
I was like, we know.
Friggin' duh. Have you seen Michelle Hanfelter spell? Like, it's just funny that I have that distinct memory. I'm just wondering, like, why do you have to tell anyone this? I don't get it.
And I was the weird girl who couldn't read and write, which I was an oddball for most girls because usually that's their strength.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What are you still afraid of? Or what do you still try to conquer?
I actually think it's that insecurity within myself of just really always struggling with not feeling like you're enough, because there's a disability that I'll have till I die. So it's like, well, there it is. So let's spotlight that until I can no longer feel insecure.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How do people find the book?
Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Walmart.
Do you do private coaching as well?
Yeah, I do. I do grit coaching, and then I do individual as well. Yeah.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Always great to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Anybody get their Powerball tickets?
No.
Ooh, is it that time of year?
Yeah, it's one of the biggest ones of all time. It's like $1.4 billion.
Whoa.
And we do this every time that this happens. I guess everyone does. But I only buy them when it's like this much money, which is dumb, kind of crazy on both ends. But here's why. It's because I don't want to feel stupid tomorrow when someone wins and I didn't even buy a ticket. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So what I'm buying,
FOMO,
I'm really not buying a chance to win $1 billion. I'm buying off my regret,
sure,
of not having been in the game.
But how would you even, I get you.
Yeah.
Can't win if you don't try.
Right. And if I don't buy a ticket today and someone wins tonight, I know it wouldn't have been me anyway, but it's going to gnaw at me.
Right. Because if a ticket is sold in Biloxi, Mississippi,
you'd be like, well. This too. There are millions of people in the St. Louis area, and hundreds of thousands of them will buy a Powerball. If I get up in the morning and the news says, the lucky ticket came from St. Louis, I know I've won. I know it's me.
Dave's like, it's tight.
You don't even have to check.
Even if they said, it was sold at this, the Phillips 66.
I might have been there.
Yeah.
You know, I might have been there.
Who? What do you even do when you win the lottery?
Hide.
Yeah.
Do you go, who do you tell?
Lawyers, the accountants.
The lottery people.
Who is that?
It's on the ticket, I'm sure.
How would one even find them?
It's on the ticket.
These mysterious benefactors.
Andrew wins the lottery and then
can't figure it out. Guess I don't win.
Work.
Yeah.
Never mind.
If Megan's out of town, there's no hope for Ovid. He's going in the trash.
That money's going back in the pool.
Yeah, I don't think I have bought any Powerball since Trish left the show because she was always the one who would encourage us. Yeah. And I mean, her logic always made sense to me. It was basically what you spelled out, was just you don't want to be left out if someone wins.
So. I've only ever bought one, and that was when Trish said, I will never forgive you if you don't buy this one.
That's probably the most, Trish and I are really close, and that's probably the most mad I've ever seen her.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? Okay.
Well, because if I remember correctly, Andrew was still expecting a cut of the winnings, even though he hadn't bought it.
Right.
We were doing the,
yes.
If I won, I would give you 10 grand. I would give this person 100 grand. Mm-hmm. And Andrew was on Trish's list, but Andrew never buys tickets. And so she got really mad. Why are you on my list if you're not even...
Yeah, I was banking on this wild and crazy idea called friendship, and that was, very silly. I was like, no, 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 no. It's not. It's much more cutthroat than that.
No.
No. It's there's equity in friendships.
You guys would be on my list if I won because we are friends and I care about you, whether or not you bought a ticket or not.
It would be like if I bought you lunch all the time and you... No, never mind. It would be like...
I have bought you lunch.
I know you have. But no, it's an equitable thing.
It's an equitable thing for sure,
she's
but like...
space for you.
But right, but I... It wasn't a transactional thing to me. Like, Trish would be on my list because I love Trish.
But you don't have a list because you don't buy a ticket.
I have a list.
You can't have a list if you're not buying a... The list means nothing.
See, now Rachel's remembering. That was the thing that Trish really got mad at me about, was that I was like, you guys are all on my list.
And
she pointed out that I don't buy a ticket.
The list is pointless. Sorry.
It could just happen.
Brian M. says, got to put a little skin in the game, Andrew.
Yeah.
I don't have that much skin. I need all my skin.
You have a dollar?
Just think of it this way. One less energy drink can buy you the Powerball tickets.
He Change your those. Whole life.
I need those. Without those, I could feel good and healthy.
You said that like you were 10. You're like, I need those.
For real, if you won hundreds of millions, would you give us any?
Yes, of course.
Of course he would.
Absolutely,
About
I would.
About how much?
I was thinking at least $100,000 is sort of like for the people that are like my loved ones, but not like the most important people. Like my, you know, like I'll give my dad like $1 million or whatever, right? But you guys, at least $100,000. Anything less than that is insulting.
If I win $100,000, not the most important.
If I win $100 million and I don't give, like,
I've just never had anyone say it. So
you're important to me, not that important.
Well, so I mean, not as important as my dad.
You didn't raise me.
You guys
me.
Are totally.
I mean, he kind of did. Kind of raised me a little bit, but it's like, if you win $100 million, if you give your friends anything less than $100,000, that is a slap in the face to them.
How many friends, though? How many friends? That's the thing.
I mean, as many friends as you get to $100 million.
What if you have...
$100,000 is like, what, 1%? Less than a tenth of a percent?
If I netted $400 million, I would feel like I needed to give away 10% of it to friends.
Absolutely.
Sure.
At least that much.
So do the math.
Just saying, you got to make sure, you know? Are all friends same level?
No. Yeah. No, like that's the Trish thing.
Yeah,
you're
that's the
have
hard
it,
part, right?
You're going to have it to your... And just like being invited to a wedding, someone's on the bubble.
Yeah.
Someone's going to be the last person to not get anything.
Yeah. Did you make the rule that if you ask, you don't get it? But if you don't ask, I'm not really going to take care of you.
That's interesting. That's an interesting thought. I do think you shouldn't ask someone when they win the lottery.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, could you get it? Yeah.
That's why you ask preemptively, like now.
Yeah, we set this up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh,
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.